You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
That'll be $1.75. And here are your pictures. Congratulations on the new grandbaby. He's adorable. Thank you for using Photo Cabana. Have a great day. He's actually kind of funny looking, but what can you say? Ouch! Crab!
Huh?
That was my foot you just stomped on. Again.
Sorry. And it's Ace.
What?
It's Ace. Crab's a stupid nickname. I didn't even choose it.
Well, that's because you can't choose your own nickname.
Yes, I can. Ace.
Why don't you just ask folks to call you the name that's on your tag? Stanley.
I like Ace. Ace sounds like someone that makes things happen. Ace gets out there and experiences the world. Sucks the marrow out of life.
Ugh. Did you put that requisition in for more envelopes?
Yeah, it's right. Excuse me. Over...
Ow!
Sorry. Here it is.
Thanks, Crab.
Ace.
Hello, Mr. Hobart. You're, pictures are right here. Looks like you and the missus had a really a special vacation.
How much?
That'll be $150. But your change! Oh, thank you for using Photo Cabana. It's never the ones you actually want to see naked, am I right, Crab?
I wish I could go to Bermuda.
What's that?
Bermuda, where the Hobarts went. I wish I could go there. Or Lake Tahoe, or New York. Any of the places our customers bring back photos from.
Like Branson.
Exactly, but we're just sitting here in this tiny hut in the middle of a parking lot looking at other folks' vacations and other things.
Well, gosh, Crab, if you want to travel so bad, why don't you just go?
It's not that easy.
Why? Money? There are lots of ways to save money. Hey, why don't you join my couponing club?
No, I mean, sure, traveling's not in my budget, but that's not the reason. I got this, medical condition. Keeps me from flying. I'll never be able to go to Machu Picchu or any of the places I really want to go.
What's Machu Picchu?
Oh, it's a lost Incan city in the mountains of Peru. It's one of the most beautiful and fascinating places on Earth. When I was a kid, I had one of them Time Life books about man-made wonders of the world. I read that thing until the pages fell out. I dreamed of traveling to Machu Picchu, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Lighthouse of Alexandria.
The what now?
Even discovering someplace new like the explorers of old. But all I have to look forward to is this tiny hut in the Bargain Barn parking lot.
Hey, this tiny hut ain't so bad. I mean, it is the last of its kind. That's something, right? If the atmospheric conditions in these parts weren't so hostile to digital technology, it wouldn't even be here. So, you know, it's kind of special.
Yeah, great.
Anyways, just because you can't go to faraway places doesn't mean your whole life has to be in the Photo Cabana. When was the last time you went out and did something fun?
Fun?
You know, fun. Something you like to do.
I don't do things.
You don't do things with your friends?
I don't have many friends.
Well, if you went out and did things, maybe you'd make some. Hey, speaking of tiny huts, can we get that box out of the way? What's in it anyway?
Developer.
Well, it's not our usual brand.
Must have been cheaper. You know them, always cutting costs. You get what you pay for, that's what I say.
Lots of people say that.
I know they say this cabana is big enough to comfortably fit two people, but...
Nah, it's really only meant for one. But after what happened to Carl, they like to have two of us when they can.
Why? So there'll be a witness?
Don't be so paranoid. It was just one tiny hole in reality. It's been repaired. I guess this looks okay.
Of course it looks okay. It's just a jug of developer.
You never know.
Never know what?
You just never know.
Isn't tonight your, what's it, lady barbershop quartet practice?
No, that's tomorrow. Tonight's my moon landing reenactment group. Do you want to come?
Oh, that's... Nah, thanks. I got a couple more rolls to process. I'll lock up.
You sure?
Yeah, I got it. You have fun. One giant step and all that.
Okay. Thanks, Crab.
It's Ace. darn it. Let's see. Where did you go this summer, Mrs. Pinkle? Ooh, Branson.
Crab has a wandering spirit without the body to match. So he has to make do with living vicariously through other folks' experiences. More than anything, he wishes he could see the world for himself. And we know what can happen when you make a wish in Uncanny County.
Wow, you're here, Crab? What the? Crab? Crab!
Hi, this is Ace. I'm not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep and I'll call you back.
Crab, it's Fern. Are you there? Pick up if you're there. Well, I just got to the cabana and the door is unlocked. The processor was still running and there's developer spilled on the floor and you are not here. What the heck's going on? Have you been kidnapped? Should I call the sheriff? I really hope this isn't another call situation. The cabana's still standing, so probably not. Anyways, call me.
Hi, Fern.
Oh, Mrs. Pinkle. Let me see if your photos are ready. It'll be just, Oh, here they are. What's this doing in here? Oh, sorry. Someone else's picture got mixed up in there. Here you go. That'll be $125.
Thank you.
Thanks for visiting Photo Cabana.
When the heck did Crab go to Branson?
Thanks for visiting Photo Cabana. Crab!
It's Ace!
Where have you been? It's closing time.
Branson!
Yeah, I know you went to Branson. I saw the picture. But where were you today?
I just told you. Branson!
You couldn't lock the place up before you went gallivanting off to Branson?
I wasn't gallivanting. I was... Could I please have some water?
Huh? Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I was looking at Mrs. Pinkle's vacation photos, and the next thing I knew, I was in Branson.
You were just in Branson?
Yeah, I was in the cabana. Then I was in Branson, in the log flume at Silver Dollar City, to be specific.
Like in the picture.
What picture?
The picture you must have taken on your last trip there. I thought you said you hadn't been to Branson.
I hadn't. Can I see the picture?
Sure. Here.
This is Mrs. Pinkle's picture, the one I was looking at. Except I wasn't in it then. Fern, I swear to you on my life that I had never, ever been to Branson before last night.
Then how were you in this picture? And how did you get to Silver Dollar City? And was the log flume fun?
Well, I imagine it's better if you don't just suddenly find yourself in a shower of freezing cold water, but yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did you bring me anything?
Like what?
Like a souvenir or some fudge.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, well. So basically, you just hopped into Mrs. Pinkle's picture.
Well, yeah, I guess I did.
How?
I have no idea.
Well, what were you doing when it happened? Retrace your steps.
Well, I was running the developing machine. I just spilled some developer on my trousers again. Then I was sorting Mrs. Pinkle's pictures, and next thing I knew, flume.
Well, that all sounds pretty normal, except for the last part. How did you get back?
I took a bus.
Okay, let's think about this. You were running the machine, you spilled developer on your trousers, again, then you were looking at Mrs. Pinkle's vacation pictures.
And I remember thinking, hey, we were just talking about Branson, I sure wish I could go there, and then...
Flume.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it again?
Again?
Yeah.
I really don't want to spend another $30 on a return bus ticket.
Well, let's find a picture that was taken around here. Oh, here. Here's one of Tommy's Tiki Lounge. It's right down the road.
Okay, what am I supposed to do exactly?
Just do what you did last night. Wish that you were at Tommy's or whatever.
Well, all right. Give me the picture. Nothing's happening.
Huh. Hang on. Just Hang on, I'm getting a thought. Come on, brain, come on. Almost there. Got it! Did you change your clothes before you came here, after you got back from Branson?
Yeah.
Give me that new developer.
But...
Just give it to me.
Okay, here. Hey, these were clean. What are you doing?
I'm spilling some on your trousers.
You're actually pouring it on my trousers.
Semantics. Okay, here's the picture. Try again.
I wish I could go to Tommy's Tiki Lounge.
Well, what do you know?
It worked!
Sure did! They let you take that pina colada to go?
It's a virgin.
Oh. So?
So?
Looks like you got yourself a bottle of magic developer fluid.
Reckon so.
Do you know what this means, Crab? It means you can travel anywhere you have a picture of. Your dreams can come true after all.
Yeah, but I can't go very far. I'd have to find my own way back.
Now see, I was considering that while I was waiting for you to get back from Tommy's. You can get back as long as you have a picture of the photo cabana with you.
What?
Yeah. See, you get to where you want to go. When you're ready to come back, just wish yourself back to the photo cabana. Here, I developed this one for you.
Hey, that's pretty smart.
I know.
So, where should we go first?
Nah, I'm happy right here.
You don't want to see other places?
What for? I got plenty to keep me busy around here. Anyways, I have rehearsal for the air guitar semifinals tonight. But we got lots of pictures for you to choose from. Let's see. The Campbells just got back from visiting the world's largest hole punch.
Eh, doesn't really excite me.
The Midgetville mystery spot?
Been there.
You have? When?
When I was a kid.
How was it?
Small and mysterious.
Okay. Aha! Pay dirt. The Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon.
Crab? And he's gone. Crab, you're back?
Sorry, I got excited. I wished prematurely.
It happens.
Okay, I'm really going now.
Have fun.
See you tomorrow. And thanks, Fern.
See ya. Don't fall in.
Hola, senor. Which way to the Palacio del Bellas Artes? Bonjour, madam. One adult for the Eiffel Tower, please. Good morning. One virgin pina colada, please. How do you work this thing?
Gee, thanks for fitting us into your busy schedule.
Sorry I'm late.
Wow, you look like something the cat threw up.
Late night.
I saw the picture. You went on Mr. Roswell's Alaska adventure.
Things got a little out of hand. Otters are more aggressive than their cute little faces would lead you to believe.
Well, let's put this picture on the board with the others. You're racking up quite a collection.
Yeah, I am. Did I tell you about my trip to New York City? There was this guy who looked like a statue, but when you gave him a dollar, it turned out he was a person, and he moonwalked.
Wow, that must have been something.
Yeah, this is the happiest I've ever been. I'm finally seeing the world. This is the life I'm meant for.
Whoa, Crab, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just tired, I guess. Time difference.
Are you sure? You don't look so good.
I'm sure.
I think maybe you should lay off the developer for a while.
What? No.
You've been dousing yourself in this stuff every day. That can't be good for you. Plus, you don't know what's happening to your body every time you hop into a picture. Have you ever considered that?
I'm fine. I'm just a little tired from not sleeping and running from deceptively cute wildlife.
Why don't you go home? I can handle things here for the day.
Really?
Sure.
Thanks. If you see any photos from Machu Picchu, remember to print one for me.
I will. But I don't think Machu Picchu is a big destination for folks in these parts. Say, did you try bringing in a Machu Picchu picture from one of those books?
Yeah, I tried everything. As far as I can tell, you have to use a picture that was printed on this machine.
Okay. If I see a picture of Machu Picchu, I'll print an extra. Just get some rest, okay? You look terrible.
I will. Thanks again.
Good morning and welcome to Photo Cabana.
So, that's the Great Wall.
Well, that's it for me. I have softball practice tonight. We're playing Dale's Grocery tomorrow. Their pitcher has a hell of an arm.
Mm-hmm.
You okay to lock up, Chad Cathy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, enjoy your... Hey!
What?
Something's wrong with your skin.
Huh? What's wrong with it?
I swear I could almost see through you right now. I didn't notice it before, but with the evening sun coming through that window... No, you look fine now. It must have just been my imagination. You sure you're feeling okay?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just take a short trip tonight.
Or you could take the night off from travel.
I can't. Too many places to see. Too much lost time to make up for.
Well, see you tomorrow. Be careful.
See you tomorrow. One adult for Westminster Abbey, please.
Good God, Crab!
It's Ace.
Look at you!
I know.
I can see right through you.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
I do. Every time you go into a photo, you leave your image behind. When you leave your image behind, you leave part of yourself in the photo. You weaken your own physical form more and more every time you travel.
Do you really think that's what's happening?
Of course that's what's happening. Did you really think there wouldn't be some kind of side effect to all this? You absolutely cannot go into any more pictures. Ever.
But...
Ever! You do it once more and you'll disappear for good.
Fine. I'll just spend the rest of my life stuck here in this tiny cabana in this boring county.
I don't think this county's boring.
You have friends and hobbies. I've got, well, none of that.
You could have those things if you wanted to.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Do you know how I got the nickname Crab?
No.
When I was born, my legs weren't right, among other things. My folks didn't have the money to fix them, so I walked funny until I was about 10. Eventually, a social worker set me up with orthopedic shoes, but the name stuck.
Oh, sorry.
I spent my life trying not to be seen so that I could be left alone. It's too late to change that now.
No, it's not. How do you feel about roller derby? Sound like your kind of thing? No? Ship in a bottle building.
Fern, I really do appreciate you're trying to find me some other interests, but look at me. I'm barely corporeal anymore. People will notice.
There are plenty of semi-corporeal people in the county, and they get invited to parties all the time.
Really?
Sure. Wait. I've got it. You shouldn't join those clubs.
I shouldn't?
No, because you need to start your own. The Armchair Explorers Club. For people who are curious about the world but can't travel for some reason. Or too lazy to. You could tell them all about your travels. You could bring in speakers to learn about the places you didn't get to visit.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Not bad. It's great. Heck, I'd join that club.
You would?
Sure. I'll even help you get it started. As a matter of fact...
What?
Well, I was gonna save this for your birthday, but I think you should have it now. You know, I belong to a scrapbooking club. I collected all the photos from your travels, and I made you this.
Scrapbook? You made this for me?
Sure. See, there's themed backgrounds and stickers to go with the photos. And every page has a place for you to write down your memories. Oh, and I found one of those old Time Life books you were telling me about on eBay. I cut out some of the pages, and I put them in here, too. Since that's where your travels really started. You like it?
I love it. No one's ever done something like this for me. It's the best present I've ever gotten. This must have taken a long time to make. I can't believe you put in all of this work for me.
Well, you're my friend.
I am?
Well, sure you are, Ace.
You called me Ace.
You earned it. Now go home and rest. Tomorrow we're going to start planning the first meeting of the Armchair Explorers Club.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Welcome to Photo Cabana. Dropping off? Oh, hello, Dr. Montgomery.
Hello, Fern. Yes, I have several roles from my recent expedition.
Oh, yeah? Where were you this time?
Machu Picchu. You really should go if you ever have the chance.
They're done. The doc's pictures.
Oh.
Do you want to see them?
Nah. Best not. I might accidentally make a wish and then, poof, no more crab.
It's Ace.
Yeah, Ace.
It would be okay. You haven't doused yourself in developer.
You know me, I probably have some on me somewhere. Best to be safe.
Yeah, okay.
It's really okay, Fern. I went lots of places I never thought I'd be able to go. If I didn't make it to Machu Picchu, well, it's good to still have something to dream about.
That's a good attitude.
Anyways, I got an Armchair Explorers meeting to plan.
You sure do. Now, location. I was thinking maybe the library or the Fellowship Hall of the All Souls First United Reformed Southern Methodist Baptist Church.
What about someplace exotic? The back room at Tommy's Tiki Lounge. I could tell them about my trip to Tahiti.
Perfect. See, you're a natural at this. I'll call Tommy's. How about dates? Should we...
Fern, did it just get really hot in here?
I'm actually feeling really cold.
What's that smell?
What's that sound?
Fern, look out the window.
Is that... Oh, no.
I think it's that Terran reality. The one that got Carl. It's opening back up.
I thought they fixed that.
Shoddy workmanship. Always cost-cutting. I told you, you get what you pay for.
Let's get out of here. We have to run.
The roof! Look out! Fern! Fern, can you hear me?
I'm here. I'm trapped in the ravine. I can't move. I can't see anything.
Here, let me.
There's no time. Get out while you can.
I'm not leaving you here.
Just go!
No. Hang on. Where is that? Aha!
What are you doing?
I'm getting you out of here.
No! I won't let you!
You can't see the picture to make the wish. I have to.
But you can still get out of here. You can still run.
I'm not letting what happened to Carl happen to you. Take my hand. Take it before it's too late.
You're my friend. I don't want to see you vanish into nothingness.
I won't be vanishing into nothingness. I'll become a part of the most beautiful place on Earth. I don't belong here. Not really. It's what I want. I promise. Please, take my hand.
I'm going to miss you, Ace.
I'll miss you, too. Well, here goes. I wish we were in Machu Picchu.
Thank you for using Photo Cabana.
See? Easy. Any questions?
I do. About the guy I'm replacing, the incident?
Oh, it's all taken care of. They hired the best folks to close the dimensional rift this time. And when they rebuilt the cabana, they put us all the way on the other side of the parking lot.
Good. I have some experience with extra-dimensional portals, and they're a real pain in the ass.
Well, don't worry. They spent 6 months getting it right.
6 months? What did you do in the meantime?
I was in South America.
Really? What were you doing there?
Well, mostly just trying to find my way home. Let me show you the developing machine. These photos just came off of it.
Hey, is that you? Where was that taken?
Machu Picchu.
Pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Looks like there was a glitch in the processing, though. You got a ghost image there next to you. Kind of looks like that guy in all the photos on the board. Should we toss this and reprint it?
No. No. I'll keep it.
By taking refuge in dreams of faraway places, Ace successfully avoided unwanted attention for years. He also avoided friendships and the life that was right in front of him. But in the end, it was friendship that sent him to his beloved Machu Picchu. And for all we know, he remains there to this day. Stranger things have happened in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Wish You Were Here, was written by Allison Crane. It was produced by Kevin Ramsey and Matthew C. Pritchard, with sound design by Matthew C. Pritchard. It featured Dan Truman as Crab, Sean Bennett Fauntleroy as Fern, along with the vocal talents of Nicole Grevy, Tom Bartos, Catherine Puma, and Allison Crane. Can't get enough of Uncanny County? Please tell your friends, write a review on Apple Podcasts, or consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us keep bringing our strange tales to a dimension near you, as well as unlock special bonus features available only to our Patreon supporters. Until next time, this is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, reminding you that that which does not kill you gives you a false sense of immortality.